Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task, that's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass, it was tipped, it's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5, he'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Happy Wednesday, everybody. 402-464-5685. Starter Hammond text line, Honda Lincoln Hotline. If you want to join in the conversation, hit us with a what's up. Let us know you want to be a part of the conversation. You can check us out. Starter Hammond Live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter Live. Twitter Live is showing the faces in the place. Jay Foreman, let them know about the Mercado.
The Mercado, certified Piedmontese and special ingredients and butcher shop, 84th and Havelock. Great appetizers, entrees, and dessert. I like the strawberry sorbet. The butcher shop also, Nate, Nathaniel. When you really want to get your culinary skills, I think it's culinary, or grilling skills, get you a tomahawk. I'll just give you my special recipe, my man.
Nathaniel.
Even if you like to cook it in the oven, I can show you a way to cook it in there and then sear it, slice it up. You'll be able to impress.
I use the cast iron. I told you that.
It'll be afterwards, my brother. I'm trying to get you.
How do
there.
You cook your steak?
We're gonna have to have a tomahawk party.
We're gonna have to all get right. you there. See, I know Mark seasoned his meat. You don't season your meat yet. We got Mark in here, the head of HR.
Yeah. I season my meat, Mark. Don't let him lie.
Mark,
to
you. Salt and pepper don't count.
Season salt.
No.
You're getting there.
No.
You're almost there, Mark. No. Mark,
you're in the neighborhood.
You got three no's. You were voted off of. Season your meat.
The tribe has spoken.
The tribe has spoken.
Look, I just absorb in this situation, right? I'm not arguing with Jay on any of this. I just sit here and
he
I
just
absorb.
Says yes. Yeah, he right. goes, yeah, whatever Jay yeah, said. Sure. Whatever Jay said. We brought in Mark Onweiler because yesterday we were having a conversation about what NFL, when it comes to NFL and Major League Baseball, what affiliate, like who do we want to be partnered with in broadcasting their games and why? Because from a numbers standpoint, our proximity and the success of the Kansas City Chiefs make them 1A as the option. But there are rules and boundaries to what each team tells us they need from us. Mm-hmm. And that plays into how we make the decision. The Bears are a part of the conversation, Bears and Cubs, right? So if we wanted to go Chicago-based, Bears and Cubs, we could also get the Bulls. Denver, you get the Broncos, you get the Nuggets, you get the Rockies. If that's, you know, we wanted to just be in one place, you could do that. Milwaukee, you could do that with the Packers and Bucks and Brewers, you could do that. But there's always caveats. There are always things that each of these organizations ask for that play a part of the decision. And so Mark has the longevity in dealing with them. So let's start with the NFL because I wanted to just – we currently carry the Broncos.
We do.
And
I don't know if people know that.
Right? We carry the Broncos, and we carry their broadcast. Mm-hmm. We have access to their pregame show. So if we wanted to carry the two games – it's 2 hours pregame.
I believe that's right.
Yeah. 2 hours pregame, 2 hours postgame. Mm-hmm. If we wanted to just run that, but we have so much Sunday programming, local programming.
Yeah, it's rare that we get to.
That we get to do all of that. So – for you, like in your communications, let's start with Jay's Minnesota Vikings because my thought was if it's Minneapolis, you could actually fly direct from Lincoln to Minneapolis. We could actually
Not anymore.
Do a fan trip. Like, we could actually do a fan trip to Minneapolis. It'd for the Twins and the Bucks, yeah. Right? But you can do that from Omaha.
No, even if you hopped on a bus and took a six-hour bus drive or something like that, you know?
Right, we could do that.
No.
The Wolf J just
came
in
like
that. Mark, you tripping, man. Mark tripping.
Right? So we asked the text line who they wanted us to cover.
A bus.
And then we could make, 6 hours. What's the bus ride to Chicago to watch the Cubs?
It's like 8 hours.
8 hours, yeah. And then KC is
two and a half hours.
So there's something there. What are the restrictions to us just going and attacking Kansas City Chiefs and Royals to be the next thing?
Well, for those who have been with the ticket for a long time, we were Royals affiliates through their World Series years. And unfortunately, at that point,
they got too big for their britches.
They had some other corporate tie-ins that they felt obligated to, so they decided to go a different direction here in the market, and went with a different station, and are still tied in with that station. Same thing with the Chiefs. They've been, I believe, with one station for as long as I can remember, and so there are contracts in place there that exists that you'd have to work through. They're not necessarily insurmountable hurdles, but they are hurdles nonetheless.
Could we get the Chiefs? Is that possible in your thinking?
I don't know. I've never progressed down the road far enough to know what it would take to pry them away.
Right. They never give us that.
Yeah.
What about St. Louis?
St. Louis is interesting. One, no longer a football town, right?
But we could carry the Rams if that's what we wanted to do.
Well, sure.
Right, we wanted to do that.
Does St. Louis still...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Why they're not there anymore.
Right. They didn't when they were there.
But could we go with the Cardinals? Baseball Cardinals?
It would be an interesting move just because they are the enemy of what is the most hometown team you have.
Right.
So you're kind of getting in bed with, and we had that same conversation, whether it was the Cardinals or the White Sox or someone like that. Just like, do you want to go with a rival of the team that most people here, the majority anyway, are a fan of? And there's arguments to be made either way, that maybe you do want to go with the rival.
There's something to that, yeah, from a marketing, from a branding feelings. Standpoint. The Texan asked, and let's be clear. I had several people ask yesterday about the Cowboys, and I will say this to you: as long as I am affiliated with this station, this will never be an Evil Empire affiliate.
We were for a year or two. We were an unofficial Cowboys affiliate. We were never officially
Jay Foreman.
This ain't happening. I'm not. I mean, I can't even believe somebody even texted.
They
that
texted it. That
I would have been like next.
No, Abdul Muhammad asked me. He goes, "What about the Cowboys?" Peter Ferguson, "What about the Cowboys?"
What about them?
Yeah, no, no chance.
What about the Cowboys?
Zero chance.
It's probably a cheat. I mean, it's probably a Chiefs, right?
Bears.
Chiefs are
Bears. So you could do if we could get the Cubs and the Bears, mm-hmm. Would that make?
You know. I'm curious, and with most of these teams outside of Kansas City, I know they've got diehards. The problem I run into is, so say 50% of the market is a Kansas City fan.
Mm-hmm.
So then you've got the other 50% that's just about evenly divided between Green Bay, Denver,
Pittsburgh.
Minnesota, Pittsburgh, Dallas, Chicago, and you're down to about 5% of the market that's a fan of any one of these teams.
Right.
It's just such a small slice of the pie.
Well, but the Steelers are so passionate. The 49ers are passionate because of their past connection to, you know, all the Husker greats that played for them when they were exceptional.
That,
right? That there is a 49er core group. The Steelers are everywhere. The Black and Gold Club is everywhere.
That's true.
The Raiders.
Aaron Davis would be very happy.
Raider Nation. Everywhere, like no matter what it is, and because you put them on and they have that national brand, people that aren't necessarily fans of them would still pay attention. Mm-hmm. Like if you're if you're just a football fan and it's the Raiders that are playing, you're curious enough to still listen. I'm not sure that was the case for the Bears
recently. It'd probably be Kansas City.
Yeah, I mean.
And the Royals. There's a lot of people that like the Royals, even though they booty.
They used to be good.
Yeah, they go back. You know, the Royals are like the Arizona Cardinals back when I was playing, where it's like they would bring up all these Hall of Fame players, and then they would go somewhere else and win championships.
Texter says Chiefs are not 50%, maybe 25%.
You think so?
Let me look at our poll. This is from the check. Yeah, we did a poll.
Look at our poll.
That's what I'm saying.
Bill said, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, first of all, Bill, you first said, why not the Cowboys? What's wrong with you? See, you just lost. Yeah. First of all, then his previous text, he says, if Mark Stoops is available, I think it's a complete no-brainer. Bill, what's wrong?
See?
We got to start doing it. Then he went from Mark Stoops to the Cowboys. Then he started laughing, so that lets me know he was joking, hopefully. And then now he's talking about Buffalo, and now he's coming to reality.
So as we do this, and we'll send Mark into the pool with said information to consider. But so option 1A, if we were really listening to the fan base, that Chiefs and Royals would be option 1A and 1B if we could get them without having to go into foreclosure to do so.
Yeah, I think so. Especially having done business with – I've never worked with the Chiefs, but working with the Royals – you're working with the Royals.
Yeah, like they invite you in.
Yeah,
they give you credentials. They give you tickets. They want you to do events.
The listeners are really part of the Royals family at that point. You know, and that's fantastic. That's something.
Well, we could do a bus trip to Kansas City.
Like we did. Absolutely.
Right. Like we could do a bus trip. Well,
we'd do an RV or something.
Jay can stay home. That's
Nate,
fine.
Nate, can you drive an RV?
Nope. I can learn.
We could do an RV trip. We'll do an RV trip, podcast and stuff the whole
right,
way.
Right, right. Like, yeah, I mean, I think
we'll
that would be fun.
We need an RV driver, a big one.
We just get our own Madden
for
bus.
For what it's worth, the poll yesterday came out 56% Chiefs, 13% Broncos and Vikings, respectively, and then other was 18%.
18% of other folks.
Who the Chiefs.
So the Chiefs were over 50%.
Rubber duck. They got a Class A trucker license.
You got a driver.
Rubber duck. I don't know what that means, but it sounds like it works.
Well, we could also charter a bus, and so nobody had to drive, and we can go, and we could put beverages in the back.
Look at my man right here.
We could grill out and do our thing.
Don't even got a name on there, 1412.
Right.
I'll drive the RV for cheap, too.
Right.
See, there we go.
Right.
So you had me that you'll drive it, but when you said you do it for cheap,
yeah,
I don't want a cheap RV driver.
Tomorrow,
I'll be in the Platte River.
Tomorrow we'll ask the question, because I think for football – and baseball, we kind of know, but we also know we'll find out what the boundaries are.
Yeah, for sure.
And whether it's financially doable for us to make that decision. Again, it could just stick with the Broncos since we know what they want and they're able. Now, they're terrible about their credentials and giving tickets. But
there's a little bit on the field, too.
Yeah, a little bit of that kind of, that part. We can't do anything. We can't do it. Look, as we know about the Huskers, we can't control the product on the field. Mark Onweller, thank you, sir.
Guys.
All right, we'll throw it a break. More with the Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman, when we come back.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.